When you compare the men's and women's pages on Crime Stoppers, misandry once again rears its ugly head. On the women's page, everything is about concern for female victims and the blamelessness of women. What does this really mean, anyway? What do you think the response would be if a woman requested a white officer because the criminal was black?
Well, that's not on. She'd be a racist, right? For lumping all black people together. But why is it okay to treat all men as criminals?
Look, Brenda, would you rather have a female investigator in here? Would that make you more comfortable?
I wasn't raped, if that's what you're driving at.
What if a woman is raped by a black guy? Can she ask for a white officer? Or perhaps a white female officer? Would a black female officer do? What if she was raped by a black man that looked like a woman? What could she ask for then? The men's page on Crime Stoppers is very different.
Men are advised to change their behaviour to reduce their risk. Even when men are victims of crime, they're responsible.
And again on the men's page, a page that's meant to inform men of their vastly greater danger on our streets, Crime Stoppers has advice for men on how to reduce women's fear of crime. And what if she strikes up a conversation with a man? Should he turn and run to avoid causing her any distress? What should men do? Walk in reverse? Walk in the road with traffic? Perhaps men should just stand still. No, men can't stand still. That's loitering, and it might scare a female. How far does her personal space extend? Can she order me out of her train carriage? Can she tell me to leave town?
Elena? I can't go within 1,000 feet of her.
In Japan, a woman can order a man out of her carriage.
Why don't we just go ahead and have apartheid and be done with it? You know, why don't we just have certain buildings, if they want to do that, and put, you know, no men admitted because you're a man, and you can have cars and buses, you can have restaurants and all that, and you can have women-only zones if you want, and then just keep us out, be done with it. Let's have the act put in and be done with it, and we know where we stand.
All of this advice constitutes a hate crime against men that would not be tolerated if directed at any other group of people.
We're okay, Aunt. We don't need any help. We don't keep cash in the store.
If Crime Stoppers told black men not to walk too closely behind women, it would be illegal. If they told Jewish men to respect women's personal space, it would be illegal. If red-haired men were asked not to speak to a woman on their own, it would be illegal. And of course, if women were given any advice whatsoever as regards their normal behaviour, it would be considered sexist and illegal. And nowhere on Crime Stoppers are there warnings for men regarding their vulnerability to false accusations from women of sexual assault and rape that accounts for over 40% of all such allegations.
Where are the others? Not to mention the fuss.
I haven't done anything.
Oh, who's going to believe that? I've only got to rip off my shirt.
Oh, blimey. There.
Tug down my jeans.
No, wait a minute. Can we just talk about
and
this?
And rip off my pants.
Now, wait a minute.
Crime Stoppers, just like so many other agencies, is free to spread hatred against men without compunction.
Women are at barely any risk in our society compared to men, and women know it. So why is the picture painted that women are so vulnerable?
Look at the way women dress themselves when they go out on the town. This is not the way people dress when they're afraid. If these women were afraid, they'd be dressed in jeans and trainers and would be covered up. They'd be prepared to run at the slightest cause. Martial arts classes would be chock full of women. The reality is that barely any women train in martial arts. Why would they learn to defend themselves when the risk of attack is so low?
Women seem relatively small and weak, but weak is not the same as vulnerable, although people tend to confuse the two.
Be careful about how drunk they let themselves get in London, because
Absolutely.
It's not the world it used to be. Why can't somebody speak to guys and say, you know, that's really immoral?
Now, why doesn't somebody speak to women and say to them, you are weaker, you are vulnerable, and you need to be careful, because if any one of us is going to get hurt, it's going to be you.
Do you think that a woman is more vulnerable than a man to violent street crime?
Yeah. Well, naturally, they're weaker, aren't they?
They're naturally weaker, and you know, the most violent street crimes committed by guys, isn't it?
So you've taken your gun home, you made sure she's safe, yeah. And so you did that.
I think in general, men are supposed to be stronger, and they're supposed to be able to look after themselves. Mm. Yeah, I never wanted Michelle to walk down a certain road at one point. Do you know what I mean? Because I thought, well, I wouldn't want her to do that. So I'd go and pick her up from the station.
Would you walk down that same road?
Of course I would, yeah. Because I feel more confident within myself that I'd make it from A to B.
Why do you feel more confident? Because you're stronger?
Yeah, yeah. Well, and it's very unlikely that someone's going to mess with me, then they're going to mess with her. Do you know what I mean?
Why?
Because she's a female and she's weak. And I'm not saying...
Which is laughing, that is true.
Okay,
true.
But the queen is female and she's weak.
She don't want
She's got bodyguards everywhere. What are you talking about?
The point I'm making is, the fact that someone is female and weak doesn't make them vulnerable to attack.
It makes them more vulnerable to attack.
No, it means that if they got attacked, they'd be able to do less about it. It doesn't make them more
vulnerable. Yeah, because
if I saw a big black man, and a little teeny woman, I'd rather go and beat up a little teeny woman than a big black man.
But would you really, though?
I wouldn't beat anybody up.
Yeah, but the point I'm making is...
But men look for easy prey.
Actually, it stands to reason. It's like a jackal or a hyena, you know, they're not going to go after the fit lion, are they? They're going to go after the maimed, dying, old beast and chew its head off, you know. I mean, I'm not saying women are old, dying, maimed beasts, but it's natural. It's, you know, it's easier. It's easy going for a woman.
That's not entirely true, because most crime is committed against men, not against women.
Yeah, but that's probably
because you're looking after your women.
that's because men are more likely to be out in the street late at night than women are.
That's exactly the point. You know what I mean? So
it's all about percentages.
Actually, men are more vulnerable. No. In terms of being out in the street late, I think both sexes are out in the street late.
I think.
But it tends to be the women tends to get a walk home, and then there's a guy by himself.
So he's done the walk twice, basically.
The point I'm making is you would say that you feel less vulnerable. It doesn't matter if you're more likely to come to harm than Michelle would be, but you still feel stronger.
Yeah.
So in light of that fact, do you still think that women are more vulnerable than men to violent street crime?
Yeah, I think they are. Yeah, of course they are. They're still vulnerable, but obviously, you know, perhaps doesn't happen to them as much.
Fundamentally, it seems, men value themselves less than women. They refuse to accept that they're more vulnerable to harm, and behave accordingly.
I know statistics there, and I know that most victims of street crime are men. It's inflicted by men on men. I think that comes from it's less about the actual fact of the matter and more about an act of chivalry. It's just a matter of how you want to treat women. I like to be protective towards women, so I am, even knowing that I'm more vulnerable than women are when it comes to walking down the street.
If danger in society was about how small and weak you were, then virtually all muggings, assaults and murders would be perpetrated against children.
Hiya, pal.
But this doesn't happen. Not only because there's no desire in adults to attack children, but also because, just like women, children can count on the protection of everyone around them. Men have no such protection.
Women raising a hand to a man in a public house in every part of the UK on a Friday night, the pub will cheer. But if a man hits a woman, the pub will explode. And you're 99% of the time will attack the man.
Because of the perceived vulnerability of women, vehicle rescue companies prioritise lone women for breakdown assistance. Women have no right to be prioritised, because pretty much the only thing women are in danger of, if they break down by themselves on a dark and lonely night, is being helped by about 20 men before official help even gets there.
We absolutely screeched to a halt. We got out. Having trouble, like, I'm trying to change my tyre. We all went away with black cans. It was like a pit stop change, you know what I mean? We had to wheel on, had it all jacked up. We went away with filthy black cans. We was really pleased we'd helped her. If that had been a bloke there, we'd have driven past him. You know that, don't you?